Alex Golish gives Alex McPherson the green light to do something absolutely crazy. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. That was so loud.
Anyone wearing headphones right there?
God. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as I said at the top of the show, Alex McPherson has been given the green light from Alex Golish to do something absolutely crazy. Graham, I throw it to you to explain what is happening, because it's really cool. If you've been following Alex McPherson since he got to Auburn and know his story, this just adds to the coolness of his process of getting back to full health. So Graham, I throw it to you.
Yeah, so I was scrolling across X this morning, formerly known as Twitter, and I saw something. I was like, huh, that's pretty darn cool. So I just, you know, click on it and I look, and basically it's a tweet from Brian Matthews, and he says, Auburn's Alex McPherson is being cleared to attempt 60-plus yard field goals in games this fall. Auburn special teams coordinator Jacob Bronowski was said he's just earned that right. I absolutely love this, especially considering that we were just talking about special teams yesterday or the day before on how like that can win you games and how that's such a massive important part of the team, and Auburn had struggled in the last couple of years in these close games that we'd had. And so seeing McPherson being able to get back to doing this, and honestly, like, you know, better than where he was before all of his health issues happened, you know, but going from, you know, being a fantastic kicker, one of the top in the country in high school, having a really good, you know, start to his time at Auburn, ultimately getting sick, and then missing like 2 years almost, basically, is what it felt like. A full year, and then, like, you know, came back and still, you know, wasn't 100%, could only kick like PATs and couldn't really kick anything farther than 30 yards, it felt like. And then now, a year and a half later, he's back up to kicking, being allowed to be in a game and kick a 60 plus yard field goal, which that's something that, like, is rare to see in the NFL. Like, if you can do that in college, like, bro, you just certified a career in the NFL for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, because you see it more and more commonly happening in the NFL with, like, people like, you know, Birmingham Stallions legend Brandon Aubrey for the Dallas Cowboys. That's like his bread and butter is 60 yarders. And then obviously Alex's brother, who plays for the Bengals, is doing the same too. So, and then you have Daniel Carlson and some others as well, just to name a few. But
Auburn, like, just breeds kickers.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's just, it's cool to see, especially since, like, I know him from, you know, when I was in Auburn, I went to church with him and everything. And, like, we're not close per se, but it was just cool to see, knowing what happened with him getting sick to this today, seeing, hey, he is healthy enough to get the green light to kick 60 plus yarders in games. That's amazing. That's, if you were to tell me that a couple years ago, I'd be like, no shot. Like, whatever he's got, it's nasty. You know, hopefully he gets better. And, you know, he still has some things, you know, that he has to deal with that, you know, are, you know, the side effects of what he had. But, and I'm not going to act like I know what exactly what it was, because trust me, I'm not a doctor and I don't think you want me to be your doctor. But it's just, it's really cool. And, like, we got to talk to him at the spring practice, the one that we got to go to. Earlier in March, or when was that? Was it March? Am I tripping?
Yeah, late March, I think.
Maybe late March. Whenever, you know, I was like, you know, I asked him, I was like, how you feel, like, you know, health-wise, like, where you at? And he said, I feel better than I have the past few years. And, you know, they were talking about how much he's, you know, added muscle and everything. And then you see this today. And it's just like, it's really heartwarming if you're an Auburn fan, if I'm being quite honest, because you know that kicking in the SEC is no, you know, it is not for the weak-hearted. And just to see him have the just tenacity to get after it, to get back on the field, to a capacity to where in games he can kick 60 plus yarders. That's crazy. That's really cool.
I have a trust in a player to do that too.
Yeah.
Most coaches would be like, yeah, no. Unless it's like to try to win a game and there's no other option. Like you're not going to get a Hail Mary and like you think your kicker has a chance, then yeah, maybe you throw him out there. But like if they're like, hey, we're on like the 49, 50 yard line. Let's just send McPherson out there. Let's just see what he can do.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, yeah, our guy has that big of a leg. And also, like, I'm convinced that this football team this year is gonna be in some battles. I don't think this team's gonna, like, on a lot of their SEC schedule, at least gonna like just absolutely clobber teams. I think they're gonna be fighting hard, you know, to win games. Mm-hmm. And I really do truly believe that McPherson will win Auburn some of those games, whether it's a last minute field goal, or like a last second field goal to win the game, or just, you know, consistently making field goals throughout the game to get points that puts Auburn just over the edge on another team to win a game. I really do think that this year in particular, McPherson's going to have a big impact and be hopefully a reason why Auburn has a lot of success.
No, yeah, and I agree. I do agree with you that this is definitely going to be like a dogfight team. Like we'll talk about it more whenever we do our updated record predictions closer to the season, which is very soon, by the way. But there is one game, I think. Yeah, I know. There's one game that I think that the team could potentially, if they come out and punch the opponent in particular in the mouth early, it could, and it's a road game, SEC road game. I think if they go out there and punch them in the mouth early, I think it'd be a big win. Especially with some of the news that came out again about another injury that they sustained. I think you know who I'm talking about. I won't say the school or the name, but if you keep up with college football close, especially SEC, I think you know who I'm talking about. So I don't know
what you're talking about.
Tennessee. But there's stuff going on, I think, behind the scenes that a lot of people are kind of looking over with Josh Heupel and, you know, the expectation, and there's a lot of pressure on that team, essentially. So I think that, you know, spoiler alert, I think we could come out of there with a win potentially, but that's just me.
Crazy.
But we, you know, time will tell. But back to McPherson, I don't think people realize how much of a big of a deal this is for someone, you know, putting the trust in a player that literally was the size of a toothpick not too long ago to being able to get back into football shape. Because, like, you know, you'd see him on, you know, on ESPN broadcast, and you're thinking, golly, like, I hope that someone doesn't try to return a kick, because if he's like the, you know, we're in trouble. You know what I mean? I don't mean that as like shade. It's just like, oh God, like he doesn't need to be out there, because he looked like the jersey was like, you know, oversized almost at one point. I was thinking, dang, you know, and he was able to, the fact he was still going out there though, just showed how tough he was. And this just adds to that, you know, that fact that he is tough to face the adversity that was put in his lap. And he went to it as hard as he could, 110%. And look where we are now. He's getting greenlit to kick 60 plus yarders in SEC games. Yep. Holy crap. That's insane. That's just absolutely crazy. But you know what else is insane? AUShirts.com. That's what's insane. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gears from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen now. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some new things on the website as well, as we mentioned yesterday. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to the Baylor game in Atlanta or some of the home games that are coming up after the Baylor game in Atlanta, or if you're on the road at a tailgate or hosting a watch party in the comfort of your own home, if you were wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com and repping your gear, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all the above, and let us know that you are repping your gear, and we'd love to shout you out on the show. So again, if you want to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it, and be who you say you are, and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a business owner that lives in the Auburn area or just anywhere in the country, but you're an Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to get your company on an index that is full of other businesses run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go to get all of your needs from Auburn people. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do. It is growing by the handfuls every single day. So if you know someone with Auburn ties and has a local business, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, there is a tweet put out that you sent me, 2 days ago now, in regards to a former quarterback.
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday. So there is a article that was put out. You will have to explain by who, but it made me laugh because I was thinking, like, because the original post made me laugh, but the one that was like, I guess, you know how you can like quote a post on X. That post that made me belly laugh. That was really good because like it's very true. Very true, at least for the quarterback position. And I'm more thankful that we got Alex Golish and Byron Brown on campus now because this absolutely blew my mind. But yeah, I'll take it away.
Yeah, so towards the end of the Hugh Freeze era.
It was an error.
Let's go with
big
that.
Big old fat one.
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with going with Hugh Freeze error. Basically, we got a quarterback commit. I can't remember his high school rankings. I'm not, but I think he was kind of highly like rated, maybe 4-star. From I think it was from the state of Pennsylvania, maybe.
Sure.
But where is his? Okay, here it is. Yeah, basically he was going to come to Auburn to play quarterback. He had committed to He committed to Auburn. And then shortly after Freeze was fired, after he committed, he decommitted. And then, so he originally was committed to Penn State. He flipped his commitment from Penn State to Auburn, I'm pretty sure. And then he went back to Penn State after we fired Hugh Freeze. Anyway. Once he got to Penn State, and I'll pull the tweet up now. Once he got to Penn State, he switched from quarterback to tight end. And there's an account on X, Carter Bird, said, "Wow, Hugh Freeze is a hilarious quarterback evaluator, not gonna lie." Which is not wrong. Yeah. Obviously, you know, if a freshman comes in and is playing quarterback and like, hey, I think you'd be better off at tight end, or you'd help us more at tight end. That just shows that, hey, you're not ever going to play quarterback here. You don't have the future to play quarterback here. You're not that good. I think Hugh Freeze is ready to be like, yeah, this guy right here is our future. And
unbelievable.
It is really interesting to see that. I'm very much more pleased with the route that we've gone now with Golish, and obviously having Gary Chapman Jr. as our, you know, upcoming guy, because man, he just played, I think I must have been their first game for their high school season last night or two nights ago, maybe at this point. He absolutely balled out.
Yeah, lit it up, man.
Oh my gosh. Someone was like, I saw his tweets like, yeah, he's gonna be a 4-star by December. Because again, he was a 3-star, but the way he like can absolutely just dart a ball and put so much like just spiral on it and get it to somebody. Is so pretty, and
he zips it too. It's not
he zips the ball, and he's also got that he can run it too. And so I really like Gary Chapman Jr. And also Sam Solly. I think, you know, by the time he gets to his senior year, I think, you know, he's going to be highly ranked as well. Someone was saying that because Sam Solly doesn't have all the stars and stuff yet, and that, you know, that doesn't really bother me, because someone told me that Will Mensel, who was the 4/5-star quarterback that Auburn was in for, and then he ultimately ended up going to Oregon, I think, wasn't rated until like his junior year or something like that. So like it was, you know, people come on late, people are starting to get found. I think Golish, you know, just found this guy early, got in on him. He's an Auburn fan, grew up an Auburn fan, an Auburn guy, and you know, we'll get ranked eventually and stuff like that. So. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious that happened over there at Penn State when, you know, could have been Auburn. So hopefully we dodged a bullet with that one.
Yeah, it's like, and I know like this didn't necessarily happen with the other quarterbacks I'm about to mention in terms of like having a position change on the field, but like Zach Calzada and Walker White, just to name a few that, you know, we thought were going to be the next coming of, you know, who knows what, and nothing, they didn't pan out at all. Zach Calzada, especially, everyone was like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, yeah, Zach Calzada is in town. Oh my God, Zach Calzada. And he ended up not being good at all, period. So that's just really, really funny. And I know that wasn't really under the Hugh Freeze era. That was more, you know, I guess, well, Walker White was Freeze.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, then Harsin was Zach Calzada. Or am I tripping?
Actually, no, that doesn't right, because it was a while ago. I mean, Freeze's first quarterback was Peyton Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Peyton Thorne, he got Jackson Arnold.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it would have been this kid. And I will say one I think he got right was Deuce Knight. I do think he got
100%.
Got that one right. I think Deuce is going to be a stud in the college football by the time it's all said and done. I think, you know, next year probably with Ole Miss is what it looks like. I do really think Deuce Knight will be good. So I do think he was a correct, you know, evaluator on that. Maybe not, you know, necessarily off the field, but on the field for sure.
Yeah, I was about to say on the field, he's solid. The off the field stuff with the social media got old quick for me personally. Yeah. In my opinion, I just thought it was very childish. Some of it, like, it was like whenever there were talks about him transferring, he would like delete posts from Auburn off his Instagram just because it was like he was using it as a form of leverage, even though the, you know, everyone was like, what are you doing? Like, what's your plan here? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. But that made me laugh a lot. But some other news on the basketball side of things, we snagged another point guard, which I was cruelly, I don't know what the term would be called. Tricked, run amok, ran astray, whatever you want, bamboozled. Whenever I sent the text into the barn group, Kyle said, yeah, because Todd's leaving. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. He had me no. Like, it was, yeah. I was like sitting there thinking, what? And he was like, yeah, the knee tweak. I can't even talk right now. And that's how tore up I was about it. Whenever, you know, he was using the example of him tweaking his knee overseas in Greece as the, you know, excuse being like, yeah, that him and his team are like, yeah, we're going to just focus on the NBA draft. I was like, what? And he's like, no, JK. Yeah, it's just something to add more depth to the roster. I was like, good gracious. Goodness gracious. But yeah, Graham, what's his name and where's he from?
Yeah, so Utah State transfer guard Colby King has committed to Auburn. He's a 6'1 senior, averaged 7.5 points and 3.3 rebounds per game this last season. Mm-hmm. He started off at St. He's been around. He started off at St. John's, then went to Tulane, then went to Butler, and then ended up at Utah State, and now is coming to Auburn. He is a part of the 2022 class, so he's currently, you know, we're not 100% sure if he'll end up at Auburn. He's signed officially with Auburn, but we'll see with how that stuff goes down and if these 2022 athletes get that extra year. If so, then he will be on this team. But yeah, just, you know, adding a little bit of depth is always nice, you know, to have. I actually really like the depth at our point guard position this year. It's one of the deepest it's been in a while, I feel like. Really, I just really like this team all around. I mean, it feels deep. It's, you know, you've got a good point, good guard room. You've got, I think, a really good, you know, center room with Buki and Narcisse. And so I'm honestly really excited to see this team play basketball. And we got a little sneak peek of that when they were in Greece and saw some highlights and stuff from those games. But yeah, like at the end of the day, I'm really excited to see what this team can do and really hopefully make the tournament. Cause if we can make the tournament, if we could just make the tournament this year, I'd be happy with that. Cause it's a step better than last year. But hopefully make a little bit of a run.
Yeah. And people, you know, I still see people ragging on Steven for some reason. I know that, you know, the season didn't go as planned, you know, or as we thought it would. But the fact that he made the changes that needed to be addressed, got that done, should at least like give him like, I don't understand like the hate. I get the whole, you know, Nepo coach thing, which who else were we going to hire at the time? No one else was going to leave their school. We're not going to get Todd Golden. We're not going to get, you know, some other coaches at high, you know, valued programs, blue bloods. Like they're just not going to leave to come to, I'm sorry, they're not. So it was just one of those things that, you know, you wish that it could have gone a better way, but at the same time, we did what we could because the chemistry looked off at, you know, the start of the season. I'm thinking this is not going to be great, but, you know, time will tell. You know, I trust Steven, and then everything happened like it did. You know, NIT missed the tournament, ended up winning the NIT. So, you know, it wasn't, I'm not going to say it was the best season, but it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
And the fact that everything that needed to be addressed from last season in regards to the big man in the paint got addressed by him going out and getting 2 7-footers who are very talented, keeping Tahad, keeping Overton, getting the wings that we needed that can score, that are proven scorers. That just shows that Steven and company are locked in for this season. And I cannot wait. I echo what Graham says. I'm ready to watch this team play basketball. The highlights from Greece, Tahad looked good. Overton looked good. Some of our wings look good. So I'm excited. I am. I couldn't be more excited for basketball season. But, you know, before that comes football season. That's right around the corner as well. But real quick, because I like to have a little fun on Friday and have a little audience interaction here. And I thought about this. And, Graham, I didn't bring this up because I wanted to surprise you with the question.
Oh, Lord.
Because I think it's a good question. Globally, around the world, who is known more, Michael Jackson or Spider-Man? That is a very hard question. Because someone
like when you say known, you just mean like they just know who that is.
Yes.
I want to say, okay, Spider-Man. It's no question. No question about that. It's 100% Spider-Man. Actually, no, not even close. I was thinking about that too hard. It's Spider-Man. Think about all the kids that know who Spider-Man is that don't know Michael Jackson, and adults also all know Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man is every Spider-Man can be liked by every generation. That's not Michael Jackson. So it's Spider-Man, 100%.
The level of fame Michael Jackson had, though.
I promise you, it's Spider-Man. Michael Jackson had a lot of fame. Spider-Man is known, I think, at least like people know who Spider-Man is every generation that is currently alive.
I mean, Michael Jackson has fans who haven't been born yet. You got to think about that.
So does Spider-Man.
I know. That's the whole point of the question. It could be both in a way.
No.
If you think about Spider-Man, it, in their own right.
The little kids right now already know who Spider-Man is. Most of them don't know who Michael Jackson is.
I don't know. It's just like this music is so iconic, man.
It's good. It's not that. It's not. It's really like it's good, but it's not like it. Spider-Man, I think, is way more well-known.
Let us know what you think in the comments. I personally, I think
I could go to like my, you know, an elementary school nearby and be like, hey,
do you
know
elementary school? An elementary school. I'm talking like,
yes.
I'm talking do like man on the street interview. Don't go to an elementary school. Obviously, they're going to say Spider-Man.
That's my argument. Like, so all these adults know who Spider-Man and Michael Jackson are, but then you also add a whole nother demographic of people that are kids who also know who Spider-Man are, who probably don't know Michael Jackson. That's why I'm saying Spider-Man probably has more, like people know who Spider-Man is more than they do Michael Jackson.
At the same time, though, I have a friend of mine whose daughter knows exactly who Michael Jackson is and knows the songs word for word, and she is super young. It's like, hey, like that, how do you know this song? That depends
on the parents. And like, if your parents are big Michael Jackson fans, yeah, you're going to hear about Michael Jackson. But when you're like a little kid, you hear about Spider-Man in school. You're not being taught Michael Jackson, but you're going to hear, like, you're not going to listen to Michael Jackson in school. Maybe Thriller, but like, you're going to know Spider-Man because you're a little kid. So like, you're going to watch Spider-Man cartoons. You're going to watch Spider-Man comics. You're going to play with Spider-Man superhero toys. Like, you're going to know that as a kid.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson, you're not going to necessarily, like, depending on who your parents are and what your situation is at home, yeah, you might learn Michael Jackson early, but I don't think that's a guarantee. I think it's more of a guarantee that you're going to hear about Spider-Man as a kid than you are Michael Jackson. And I think that because of that demographic, Spider-Man's more.
Michael Jackson shut down streets like multiple times. He showed up to a Lakers game in the 80s, and the fame that resonated was so loud that they had to stop the game so he could leave because people could focus.
Okay. But that is such a small area. Like, yes, it is big, but like, that's just one city. Like, I still think your demographic, he was famous, but at the same time, like, his fame, like, it just wasn't as big as like a Spider-Man level. Like, I'm not saying like you have to like Spider-Man, but like people who know of Spider-Man has to be bigger than Michael Jackson. It does. I know Michael Jackson was insanely famous. I know. But the amount of people who like just grew up around superheroes as being a kid, it's got to be more.
It's just like, and I get that, but he has the most selling album of all time in Thriller, and it grew even more when the movie came out. The movie hit $1 billion, the quickest a biopic has ever hit.
Spider-Man hit it in 4 days.
Well, yeah, because it's a Spider-Man movie, but at the same time,
people know Spider-Man are.
But listen. We're talking about a generational talent. There's been multiple Spider-Men, right? Multiple.
That's exactly why I think people know Spider-Man more, because so many people have played Spider-Man. There's a Spider-Man for every generation.
There's a Michael. Literally, there are people. There's not Michael Jackson. Let us know in the comment. I knew this would get you riled up.
I'm not a Michael Jackson fan. I just don't. He's cool. He's got some good music. That's it. I don't think he's all that.
That's crazy. He's the best. He's literally the greatest artist of all time, in my opinion.
I disagree with that 100%.
He has his music, Thriller, he swept at the Grammy.
I think he's got some good music. I don't think he's the greatest music of all time.
Who do you think is the greatest of all time?
I have no clue.
Okay.
But maybe because I don't listen to music that much. When I'm driving the car, I'm listening to podcasts.
Fair. Let us know in the comments what you think down below. And if you are excited for football season and want to keep up with everything and everything Auburn sports, be sure to follow us on social media, follow us wherever you get your podcast, follow us on YouTube. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell so you don't miss anything from us, because we're your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. But yeah, today was a fun episode. Wanted to throw that in there for y'all to debate in the comments down below. If you're listening on podcast format, jump over to YouTube. We'd love to hear from you. I would personally love to hear from you in this debate. Personally, I think it's MJ, but that's just
y'all prove me right, please.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. As always, everyone have a great weekend, and we will see y'all next week with some fresh episodes. Football season almost here, folks. Hang on. But again, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. We'll see you next time. War damn.
See ya.